Might be the same guy. I don't know. I wasn't there.
He's... Well, you don't want to see Teraton Dong.
That's not her name. Why would you say that?
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the late September episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. And yes, that is the right name, Jack. In this episode, we look at the Enforcer, Marauder, and Plague factions. You may have noticed that we had to move up our release schedule with these podcasts. This is because Mantic announced that Dead Zone will be released a month early. It is now shipping late November, and I, for one, can't wait for my even earlier Christmas present. As always, you can check out deadzone.podbean.com to see all the pictures we are checking out. And now on to the show.
Welcome back to Dead Zone, the podcast. Damn it! The Dead Zone podcast. You can use either one. It's all good.
As long as you're listening.
Yeah, we don't care. Call it what you like. Just don't call us late for dinner, Ma.
Get to the intro.
It is today's topic is going to be all the different factions. Three of the factions, not all of them. We're going to go for Enforcers, Plague, and Jack's favorite, the Marauders.
They look great. I think that's an original idea.
He doesn't like the orcs. Anyways, we're going to get into it. All I'm going to do is just going to keep showing Jack some pictures of all the different factions and get his insight into everything.
Right, until the game's released and we see the physical miniatures. We're just going to take a look at the pictures and do a little witty banter of what we think, what we're expecting, what we want to do, and we'll see how that pans out in the future.
And I will say that the Enforcers are probably the most complete faction because of Warpath, the game Warpath. They're actually in Warpath. You can buy Enforcers. These models are going to be slightly remodeled, and I think they're going to be, you know, a new version of them, but it's still, so they have an idea what the aesthetic of those is going to be already. Whereas the Plague, they really worked on the Plague. Obviously, that's the main focus of the game. So the Plague's pretty worked out. After that, it gets pretty sketchy. Only now, with 4 months out, are we starting to see, like, the sculpts of the actual other models. And as time goes, we'll see more of these models done. And, So, okay. Let's get right to it.
Let's get to it.
We'll start with the Enforcers.
First group up, the Enforcers. Let's see what they... Ooh.
So this is a picture of an Enforcer squad here. It's called the Strike Team. And you got a lot of guys with the laser swords, it looks like. And the big guy with the big gun.
Looks very hand-to-hand centric. That's good. That's what you like in your miniatures.
They do have pistols, it looks like, eh?
And these are not painted like the ones that had been painted that we saw in the first, during the Kickstarter show. We discussed what they had there. And these ones are obviously, they've got a couple artists there doing their painting of the miniatures.
I do like the white. I think I would go for more of the white with the colored, where the gray or black is. It would be more colored for me.
That
maybe they identify different units or different weapon types or something, do different colors. I don't know.
Painting aside, what they've chosen, they're almost stormtrooper-esque with, I think those are nice looking miniatures. I like the helmets, the armor, the aesthetics, very nice. That whoever did those miniatures obviously is a very talented artist, because right from the base right to the top, it's a very good looking unit there. But,
I'm not sure about the red eyes, and I don't like the orange.
No, I'm digging the red eyes.
Do you?
Yeah, they look like Deathstroke the Terminator meets maybe Deathlok meets maybe...
Yeah, Deathlok, yeah.
It's, I like it.
I guess it implies infrared or something.
You may, yeah, but it also, the swords are red. You need
Let's more orange. I don't like the orangish color, maybe. It might be just the way the picture I take in, but...
I think that, they're on Martian soil. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very red.
But that aside, if you were to choose that color scheme, I would say that's probably...
I can tell you right now, I will not be choosing this color scheme.
Okay, well...
Although, I like the white. I like how the armor's white. Like the actual plates. It's kind of cool. So this is one of the packages I picked up that's extra. It's called the Enforcer Booster Bundle. And this was part of my extra money that I added to the pack. You actually, for the Kickstarter, you got two bundles for buy one, get one free. So I got two bundles for $50. So that's where some of that extra money went. But you see, get some heavy weapons here. Let me zoom in a bit so you can see them better.
We're looking at concept art. We're not looking at real miniatures for the most part. There's a couple of miniatures.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're seeing what looks like some squads and riot gear.
Yeah. They're big, heavy. Guy pointing. Another guy. Some riot gear guys. And, of course, I think some more engineer. Sniper. Because I love the snipers. So it's just extra guys.
I do like
it's almost like a police aesthetic right?
And it does look like today's paramilitary police forces that are now kicking in doors and shooting people's dogs.
Yeah, I like that. That's why that really enforcers are what drew me to Dead Zone. From the beginning, I said I'm playing enforcers.
Good,
and good. That was always a definitely thing here. So here's the starter box. Little better picture of the we saw earlier, but
yeah, but the paint, obviously a different artist again,
a little more bluish this time, but and
it looks cool and not in like the hey that's cool man. It looks like the chosen
some guys
blues,
who, military.
The palette is a cool.
You like the palette? I mean, also the aesthetic I think is very military, very. They're not cheesy in any way, I don't think. Do you, like, maybe the cape on the captain? That's maybe the only thing that I wouldn't do. He looks a little too general.
Grievous.
Or even like Roman generals, kind of. But other than that, I think they're very cool.
Yes.
And moving on. Oh, we got a little sniper and a little...
Picture of the sniper miniature up on top of one of the plastic... Scenery pieces.
Fits perfectly.
Looking pretty menacing.
Yeah, nothing much to say more with that. Here's the heavy, I think it's a flamethrower on this one. It's a computer-generated sketch. We'll put all these photos up on Podbean. What is it? Deadzonegame.podbean.com. That's where our webpage is. You can see all these photos we're looking at right now. I'll put them all up on there.
Why would you ask me? I don't even know where Vinland Old Time Radio is yet.
It's only been a year and a half. Yeah, it's deadzonegame.podbean.com for this one. So this is an enforcer with a flamethrower, big ass flamethrower.
Again, the armor looks pretty stock amongst all the miniatures, which is good. Uniformity shows like the discipline.
Yeah, and especially when you compare it to the Rebs or where it's going to be more.
They're an army. They should be. Equipped uniformly, adequately, everyone's kit basically the same. So it's just the positioning of the arms, the legs, the head.
Yeah, we'll have to see when the actual ones come out to see what their actual positioning is. But yeah, get an idea of what they look like here. All different concept shots of them. I hope they do some dynamic poses like this too, which he looks like he's jumping. And
we are looking at a photo. There's one guy in the background with a sword, like an arm sword up there. And he's pretty standard. But in the foreground, there's a guy who looks like he's either leaping or...
Just jumped off a building?
He's jumped over something and he's landing. But also, he's got his sights on something.
Yeah, I like that pose. If they make him intro, it looks like that. That'd be pretty cool.
And do you think maybe that's going to be...
Theoretically, that's what these are for, but...
Is that a future release, or is that one of the ones that you're anticipating opening the box on Christmas morning?
I'm hoping that's in there.
Okay, well, I do too.
Because that sniper is definitely in there.
Sniper
and that's
is
the
far.
Engineer. Both of them on their knees. Yeah, pretty standard. I like the sniper. Big rifle. Engineer, I'm not crazy about bots. That's actually the Warpath general. The one that comes with the captain that comes with the Dead Zone game, he actually doesn't have a helmet on. You can actually see his face, which is kind of cool.
And see, they do the armor very well. Whoever does the sculpts, whoever did the design, really got armor right. Really got everything. It looks proportioned.
That's what I mean.
Everything's looked great. So instead of orcs, they should have went with robots.
They should. Well, that's what the Starians are pretty much, right?
I don't know. We haven't got that far yet. Yeah. But hey.
Well, there's a whole army of them.
Thanks for the spoilers.
So you get the idea of the enforcers here. Another picture of Sniper.
They're loving the Sniper. I don't know who takes the photos, but
maybe it's the guy who chose the photos.
Okay, so it's either the guy who chose the photos or the guy who took the photos or a combination of both. Might be the same guy. I don't know. I wasn't there. But, they frame those up. The composition of those photos is excellent. It looks like you would if you were doing like a still of something. But also it showcases what must be their favorite miniature.
And also, I know for other skirmish games, snipers are a big deal because that's why you go into cover, so you don't get shot by a sniper.
Big deal!
Yeah, the big deal. But so I think sniper's going to be important. I bet every team. Although I know the Plague, which we're going to get to right next, they're not known for their accuracy. You get a little bone shooting at your skin, you lose accuracy.
Is that it? That's a little speciesist, I think.
Well, they're human. Well, they're every. I wouldn't even call them a new species. You think Plague are a new species? I wouldn't even call them a new species.
I don't know. Whatever.
Irrational, I would call them a virusist. If I was going to be a.
But you said they weren't accurate. I've got to think that I saw them. They're misunderstood.
Whereas. Like, you want accuracy, you're going to shoot the actual person to kill. The Plague are going to be more keep their heads down until their big guys get in a range and punch you to death. That's more their tactics.
I think you should just,
show you some Plague?
Show me some Plague!
Show me the Plague! Now let's go to Mott and Marauders first.
Oh, please. Let's do that. I want to see this pillar of originality.
Before we do that, we'll take a small commercial break. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. Dead Zone is the tabletop game from Mantic Games. Please visit them at manticgames.com.
That commercial was thought-provoking. It tugged at the heartstrings. It really did. And I
actually got a few tears.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps. Look,
yeah,
I got
goosebumps. It's scary.
Anyways, back. We were just about to go on to the Plague.
I believe we're just going to go on to your favorite one, the Marauders. I thought we were doing them first. Do you want to end on a high note or on a low note?
I always end on a high note.
Okay, so we'll go to Marauders first.
So you're coming on board. You're coming on board my bandwagon.
I've already said it. The orcs have never been my thing.
Goblin marksman.
So you go. Oh, he shows some poses even there. This is a goblin sniper, the goblin marksman. He looks, I like the goblin, though. I like the way they've done the sculpting.
They could have, we're looking at concept art for the Goblin Marksman, and again, you'll see that on the website. You'll be able to follow along with us.
Deadzonegame.podbean.com.
It looks interesting. All they had to do was not make them orcs.
Yeah, call them something else.
That could have been any alien. That you could even call them, the humans called them goblins because of mythology, but they're actually from
Alpha Centauri. Maybe, we don't know the fluff. Maybe that is what happened.
Well,
man, maybe they got a real name.
Scramble and repair this disaster before it gets out of hand and it ruins
the
company.
Before you have time to rewrite the rule book right now. Don't call them goblins. Just say that's the humans' racist term
slang
for them.
Slang for them.
Yeah.
Oh no, here come the goblins. That's not our name. Why would you say that?
I like
because
the
you look like goblins.
So the sniper has two poses that they might use here. One, it's very standard. Looks like he's sniping. The other one, it looks like he's doing a jig with his rifle above his head.
He's got his hands above his head in what looks like a victory dance. His one foot out in front of him, the other tippy-toed. He looks like perhaps he's doing like
he just shot someone in the face and he's now celebrating.
A festive St. Vistus-like
thing. You're coming around. You're starting to like these guys, aren't you?
I'm liking that picture. Whoever drew that picture...
it's an awesome picture, yeah.
He's got a little... He's got a little streak of fun in him. He's fun at parties, whoever drew those.
So here's the actual booster bundle for the Marauders. Hard to see. It's not...
Now, you got a booster bundle and not one for free.
Yeah.
Now, you chose Enforcers, obviously.
And Plague.
Okay, well, then you
made the right choice. Because at the time, that's the one you thought we were going to get.
So you made the right choice, my friend.
I wasn't obviously going to choose these guys. But they're big guys. Big guys, big guns. It's, yeah, more the same. This looks like a cannon. More of a guy with swords. Another big guy. Looks like a flamethrower with a goblin with a flamethrower. Fun times. But, you know, you get the idea with those guys. Oh, here's a better picture of them.
Yeah. I do think that the lion, the robotic lions with the chainsaws coming out of their mouth, that's inventive. You could have made a whole...
I didn't even notice the chainsaws in their mouth before.
It's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty distinct. Like
I assumed it was their tongues.
If you're following along with us at home and you're looking and you see they look like orcs wearing kind of Confederate Army American outfits with, you know,
little caps.
Pretty standard sci-fi.
I like him though.
Yeah, but it really, really pretty derivative.
I like the two big guys though. One's got the a table saw sword, and the other one's got a big chain gun. They look cool.
Yeah, they look cool.
These guys, yeah, the standard troops look like orcs.
But the real showcase is in the forefront. There are two robotic lions with hydraulic-looking jaw and teeth.
Cyborg, I assume, right?
Bear trap teeth. And they've got these chainsaws sticking out of their mouths.
For tongues. I would say they're chainsaw tongues.
You could have made a whole army of those guys.
Jack's going to skip by more and more of those guys.
Yeah, that is what I like to see right there.
There's a big guy with the...
Painted up.
Here's the actual model sculpt for him. I don't think I think he's just painted, not fully painted. Just shows, you know, an idea.
It doesn't look like he's been washed with anything yet. It looks like he was painted by the numbers just to get...
color in there.
To get some color in there.
It's kind of cool. I do like these guys. The big guys, I don't know what they're called, but they're cool. Like you say, though, don't call them orcs. Here's a starter pack, what it comes with. So it's, the captain, which...
Maw beasts.
Yeah, the maw beasts are what Jack likes. And I like the ripper suits, which are cool. But the general, just the commandos, nah. There they are.
There's the maw beasts right there, next picture up. And
they got a little power plant on their back or something. Maybe it's a bomb. Maybe they run them in there and they explode them.
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw mouth dogs. Or lions. Yeah, they kind of look like lions.
Yeah. Again.
Pretty cool.
If you had to have goblins in there, make one ride one of those. Make a giant mantic. If you want to repair the damage you've done to me with this, get a mob beast model, put a goblin ride in it. You know, don't call them a goblin, but...
That's the racist name for them.
Yeah.
The Zuglrachl. That's a real name. Anyways, here's the captain. Here's the back of him. Big cape.
Big cape, headless.
The sculpt of him. But he's kind of cool. He's very general. Like, he looks like a caricature of a general.
Yeah.
There he is with the head. That's right. He looked much better without his head.
He did.
Until you put the head on, then you don't realize he's a orc. And we're back to the beginning. So there you go. They weren't as horrible as you thought they'd be. But they're still, like you said, a little derivative.
Derivative, but the maw beasts did reach down into the cesspool, the muck that is that idea, and pulled out a nugget. Like when you drink Goldschlager and you know that your feces contains gold, and that went into the sewer system, you think 100,000 people drinking Goldschlager, there's got to be enough gold down there to make a nugget. That's what those maw beasts were.
I like the ripper suits. It's just... Like you say, if they didn't call them orcs and goblins, the goblins look good. The orcs' heads, they're always big, and I never liked orcs. But, not everything's for everyone.
You could have put just a square robotic head on there, call them all robots, and I'd have been...
Or anything. Alien face of some sort, dog face, whatever, right?
Dog.
Make them gnolls or something, that'd be cool.
Cat.
Cat beasts. I think the some of the rebs are cat-like.
Oh.
So, even more reason to make them dogs.
Ants.
Anything, yeah.
Ant people.
It's almost like you have a checklist. You have to have dwarves, you have to have orcs, you have to have goblins, you have to have elves. Like, it's almost like it's required. And you're right, they could have been more inventive for what they chose as their factions. But I think the sculpts look nice. right? What they did with what they chose, I think, looked nice. It's just they shouldn't have chosen. They could have gone a different way. Especially with the Rebs, when we get to them, you'll see there's about five different alien species right there that could each been their own
unit. Yes, yes. The Rebs, I'm looking forward to that because that's where we're going to see some good diversity. And you know what? I haven't seen the rules. Maybe the orcs...
Yeah, we don't know the fluff behind them. Yeah. Well, so they were mercenaries. And maybe, also, it's probably building off of their Kings of War, and this is the far future of it, they have orcs and stuff there, so...
And that's where I was going. I'm guessing that at some point that they want to have it a one storyline containing... They must have the orcs in the...
Like, it's all obviously working off of Warhammer. That was the first massive game like this.
But I mean, in the continuity in their games that you're
playing... Yeah, but that's Warhammer Fantasy. Does. Like, Warhammer Fantasy builds into Warhammer 40K. Well, it's all the same range. So I think everybody does that now, you know?
I didn't pay that much attention to that.
So we're going to the plague. This will get you hyped up a little bit more.
We will now take a moment for an important message.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
Bastrow!
Hoi there, dirigible.
It's a gavel. A halter gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Ooh, now that's a fine program.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast.
There we go.
Third generation.
These are ones that can use weapons. Like you say, I wouldn't drew them pink. But
they're very like pink.
Pink. They look like pink zombies. And I like how their body parts are like that wrong sized. Like look at the size of his hand and stuff. They look cool.
Their head's kind of small and skeletal on top of a very muscular.
This guy's got like
frame.
A goiter for a chin or something.
Looks like Peter Griffin.
He does a bit. But I think paint. This is the one thing that their models look good, but their paint job I don't like.
I would not choose that that paint job, but as the models go, they are they're unique. They're not zombies, and they're not. No. They look like an infected, very diseased.
Yeah, it's cool. Like this guy's got shoes on, but this guy's shoes got blown off, and
their clothes are in tatters. Their weapons are held together with rope, and they're nice looking miniatures. I would say that given a different aesthetic, and that looks fine. I'm not going to say whoever painted them obviously is artistic,
but it's just not the one I would choose.
It's not just not
like the shading and everything's awesome on it, but yeah, I just don't like the pink. I like their clothes, I just don't like the pink. Go next one here. Maybe.
Now that's the big...
The big stage one is their leader.
First generation.
And that's, once again, a bunch of stage fours.
Which, the first generation looks like flesh that's kind of torn out, and it's got pustules and...
But I wouldn't do it pink again. I'd do it more red, wouldn't you?
I'm thinking browns and greens and, like, rotted...
More rotted, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that's me being derivative. I've been knocking Mantic for their choice of continuing their ancient line into their far future.
And you're, like,
but yet
thinking old school undead?
I'm thinking more... That... More, like, what would happen to a body that was corrupted and it was
a lot
rotting.
Of blacks and ooze. And...
Yeah, that is what would happen to a mutation that...
These are almost too clean. I think for being a mutate, like you know, if their body, if their bones did shoot out of their skin, and
that there would be
it's
trauma.
Too clean. Yeah,
this that looks doesn't look pleasant.
It looks like armor almost.
It doesn't look pleasant. It looks sinewy and pustule in it, but it's just not what I would go for. And you know what? Maybe when we get,
we have to see the actual miniature too.
When we get the miniatures, we'll be painting ours up anyways, and then I'll stack mine up against theirs, and we'll see.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely post it all.
We're going to be posting pictures every month when we do our own paintings and stuff like that, and let the audience decide. The audience could go, hey, dipshit, that was the worst looking painting I've ever seen.
Yeah, we'll see. This shows their starter set here.
A lot of
the
concept
more concept art
yeah.
before they actually got some of the stuff done. It actually is done now. Here's the zombies. We got some zombie regular zombies. I assume the zombies are maybe a different infection, not so bad as the plague. Maybe just a...
Or just the freshest of the fresh, because they're still basically wearing all their clothes. They're obviously infected with something. Maybe it's they're the me generation of zombies.
Well, I like how it's there's a trooper one, there's a scientist one, there's a civilian one. They all have their unique clothes and stuff. Okay, here's the booster bundle that we'll be getting here.
And this is, like I asked before, you chose two. You chose Plague, you chose Enforcers, and again, I think you chose well. I'm looking at some... This is concept art.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at some really wicked-looking... that's what comes to fruition.
This is a plague-ridden Terraton. The Rebs guy, that big red guy who looks like a lizard.
Oh,
it's a plague version of him.
In the second episode, we had discussed a brief look, and we looked at the rebels, and there was a big reptilian-looking creature in the background.
Yeah, they're called Terratons.
And that is an excellent... If the miniature looks like the concept art I'm seeing here, then that is going to be a dynamite-looking piece.
And this right here is called a plague mound or something. It's just a bunch of rats and things into like a little goo pile. It looks like we got a cannoneer of some sort.
That would be a mortar.
Yeah, a mortar. And a cool pose for that guy there. I like his pose.
You like the dynamic poses?
I do like the dynamic poses. This guy, look at this pose. He gets a little wall he's hopping over.
Yeah. I don't know. That wall doesn't look like the scenery that...
It looks almost like a bony kind of... We'll see when it's actually done. More puppies. Got to get more puppies.
Yeah. They don't have chainsaw teeth or chainsaw tongues, but...
They are rotting.
They are plague ridden.
Here's a better picture of all of them here.
Okay, yeah. And there's
the puppets.
Again,
there's the guy in the wall. I think it does look like their wall. So you can only see it in a little bit in the background, but it does kind of see it in like their...
I see a girder sticking up. And yeah, he's posed on a wall, kind of
hopping over it.
And I don't mind. I don't mind that it looks like the wall's following him as he moves around the board.
Yeah, it's for aesthetics.
It's aesthetically pleasing, and I will go for the original, excellent looking model. Other than hey, how is a wall following this guy?
Well, right now we play Dust Tactics, and there's one guy we always make fun of. Jack actually had to fix him. He looked like he was tripping. He like was half in the dirt. His face was like an inch from the ground, and
his gun barrel was touching the ground. Tipsy McStagger, his name was.
And yeah, that's what, Jack fixed him, but
a little bit of
Nice to see though when they some nice poses at least. Not guys who look. These are plague guys. They might have more excuse to be almost falling over.
Yeah, why they can't even keep upright? But no, I think they'll be fun to paint.
I like this guy too with his hands out.
Yeah,
he looks like, is this about to jump on someone?
Even the general looks like
he's scared.
He's screaming. Like he wants...
He looks like he's about to charge us through the screen. He's scary looking.
He's asking, you want some, bro?
Yeah.
Come at me,
yeah,
bro.
For sure. Oh, look at these. These are actual miniatures on the board. Yep, see, there's the guy with his base.
It's different, though. It's different than what they were showing before. He's got the girder there and everything. Yeah, well, the concept art had kind of like a... Like
oh, yeah, concept art looked more like a...
That looks like it's still a wall he's jumping on. He's poised on it like an angel from Prophecy.
See episode, I don't know, 3 of Verb on VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
Yeah, I do recommend listening to that. That was pretty good. But yeah, he does look like
he's perched on it.
A Christopher Walken perch on top of a wall. But
look how big the general is, though.
He's twice as big as the rest of the man.
At least twice as big.
And they've got his head turned to one side. So I don't know how
he's like stalking him. Yeah, I'm sure it'd be separate so you can pose him any way you want.
He's slightly hunched over, so that's good. That's good.
I'm not sure what this guy. He's kind of chesty. The guy right in the front. He's a little chesty.
Right in the forefront, there's a guy with he looks pretty stock standard footman type. And
he's a four.
It looks like he's been shot in the back and he's flying forward.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, look at that.
There's the general again.
That's even better paint job, though, too.
It's bone, like I would do bone.
Yeah.
And it's
look at his skull, too, eh?
Yeah, no. Maybe the...
pictures aren't doing it justice.
The original pictures weren't doing the colors justice.
Yeah, could
and
be.
They probably got it in Photoshop and tweaked it up and got all.
Or even it matters what flash you hit it with. Like even when I take pictures of my own miniatures, sometimes you're like, oh, this looks awesome. You take it with a flash, you're like, oh, you see every little, wrong.
And this, the one we're looking at now, is a photo from, you can see they're in a warehouse.
Yeah, so there's a gaming tables behind them there.
It's very open, probably like a T12.
More natural lighting.
Yeah, T12 lights over top, very fluorescent, very on a board, and I think it looks better than the ones that they had posed up.
Oh, there's the mortar team.
Mortar team,
look,
yeah.
He's got a little, pretty cool. I'm not sure about the why his legs with that, but it's distorted, right?
Yeah, they look a little more distorted than the other ones. One's got binoculars and he's pointing in the distance.
Like, shoot him over there.
Shoot it over there. And the other one's carrying the actual mortar round up towards the...
Cool.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
There's the plague. See, look, there's rats and there's like worm things. It's pretty cool. It'd be hard to paint. You're going to have fun painting that one, but it looks cool.
That is... That...
Look at that. Cool rats. There's three rats, at least four, five worms.
The worms look good. They have like spider heads, but with pincers in the front, and they look like centipedes.
Almost like centipedes. Yeah,
it's that is an excellent looking miniature.
It's gonna be small too, but that's pretty cool.
They haven't painted it, but it does look really good. And I've got to say that despite the lack of chainsaw tongues, that looks nasty.
Yeah, that definitely. I like how it all comes together. They're just like a. There it is. There's the Territon. Isn't he awesome? Look at the sinew. It's the Territon, the Plague Territon.
Yeah, you can see.
Oh, he's terrible.
Sinew stretched.
I like how it's a skull of the Territon, so it's like, it looks like a dragon skull. Like, that's an awesome miniature.
And that's, you put the nail on the head. The Territons themselves look like a reptile, like an iguana, like a
monitor lizard or something.
Yeah, and a...
Chameleon, almost something like that.
It's got a very natural. Once they're in the plague form, that is not natural looking. That looks like a dragon with a thick, nasty body.
I hope they get all those sinews in the actual finished product because that's cool.
Oh yeah, you can highlight you can dry brush the bejesus.
Oh, it'd be so easy.
You
know? Yeah, that's a beautiful miniature. That'll be so cool. They still got like our ammo belt on and stuff.
And he's got a little cod piece, a little bone cod piece.
Well, you don't want to see a Territon dong.
Territon dong. No, you wouldn't want to see Territon dong.
Maybe you would.
That was the name of my neighbor when I was living in the Philippines.
Yeah. Hey, here's the Type 4s again. I think we're back at the beginning. Yep. So there you go. Looking good, feeling great. How do you feel about your choice of the plague now?
I think in the premiere episode we had discussed, or in the teaser episode we had discussed,
0.5 episode, you mean?
In the teaser episode we had discussed that you sent me on my, it was on my phone, I saw some pictures, you said, which ones do you want? I didn't know what was going on, it was at night, I'm in bed with a girlfriend, and I could see a thumbnail-esque thing, and I said,
you just like the name Plague?
And I could barely see it. And I'm thankful that Marauders didn't catch my eye. The name, because right now, I would be hanging from a woman's belt. Kicking a wobbly chair up from underneath
stool.
Me. Because that would have been the wrong... I would have owed you money. Like,
to pay you not to switch factions?
You did this out of the impulse.
Some might call it
a disorder.
Disorder.
But yeah. But... The
shiny model syndrome.
If you had gotten that booster pack and chose Enforcer, then the orcs.
Those orcs in the booster pack are kind of cool too, though. I don't fault them for being orcs. I just think they could have made a better choice.
They were continuing their other line into the future to make
it.
They're
continuing what everybody else did. There was no. I think the other factions they thought more about. I think they were just like, we need these, we'll throw them in. Like, even the Forge Fathers as dwarves, they thought more about them. They're cool, and they're almost steampunky, kind of. They're cool.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about those next time.
Yeah, so next...
Anything you have to say about the Enforcer's Plague or Marauders before we go?
No, I think I'm looking forward to specifically the plague for myself. I'm looking forward painting. To painting. I picked up some paints so that I'd be able to do that.
Get a lot of pink?
Yes, I'm going to make them. They're going to look like erasers. They're going to look like muscle things.
Oh, muscle things.
So anyone born after 1990, you can look those up. They're fantastic.
Probably still have some kicking around somewhere.
I do. And, the Enforcers, they look awesome. They're armored. They're
fascists.
They're the good guys, you can tell.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing. It's good guys fighting good guys in this. The Plague and the Enforcers, they're good guys.
So I think that's a good start. And even if that was the basis in which the game was built around, the mechanics and everything like that, I think we're in good stead.
Well, they could have started this game with just two factions. They could have just had the Enforcers and the Plague.
But like you've mentioned, that they already have the ancient, the first fantasy models that they want to continue. They want to make one storyline. They want to make one world. They're world builders, expanded world builders. Oh, yeah. So I guess they do have.
And I like their vision of the future. It seems that's what changed. Like, it's nice. It's just like, yeah, corporations run everything. There's wars. The corporation goes to planets, tries to take them over. That's what Warpath is. So it's massive battles in Warpath. This, something bad happened. A plague got out. Now the best of the best of the humans got to handle it. Everybody else is just kind of getting in there to get their shit done. Marauders being paid by the Enforcers to get in there. Or paid by someone else to get in there because they're just mercenaries. So you can have anybody fight anybody. Like, there's no...
Right. Then they must have scenarios and everything.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have scenarios.
That's good. So next episode is going to be who?
So next episode will be the final three factions that they start here. Will be the Rebs, which really excited about because they're the cool ones. They're the most interesting things to talk about. And Forge Fathers and the Asterans. There's a lot less to talk about them just because since they are the next wave, there's not as much released about them. But they're still pretty interesting. So we'll talk about them and go through it. And I think you'll have a lot less to bitch about. There will be no Marauder crying.
You underestimate my ability to be surly.
And that is true, I do that. Well, join us next time. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack. And goodbye. Play us out, Wintergreen.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us. Here at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Wintergreen. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast.
So, you're listening to the Dead Zone Podcast, and if you find us funny and you enjoy our sense of humor and you think that you'd like a little more entertainment, please visit us at Vinland Old Time Radio. Found where, Rob?
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com. It's where the funny lives.